With the first couple weeks of classes in the books at Indiana University in Bloomington, new students are starting to settle in and get acquainted with the town. For those new students looking for something more than the usual party scene, Bloomington is an especially rich community with museums and galleries, ballet and dance performances, classical and rock concerts. Today on Artworks, we highlight two organizations on the IU campus that new students might want to check out: the IU Opera Theater and the IU Department of Theater and Drama.
Maria, I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly the name will never be the same to me.
That's a selection from West Side Story, the April production by the IU Opera Theater. The Ariette Maria, of course. I caught up with a certain Maria to get the ins and outs about opera on the IU campus.
Maria Levy, Executive Administrator, IU Opera and Ballet Theater. Well, IU Opera Theater, first of all, it's a fantastic training ground for young singers. It is like their lab. Here are the people that get cast, because we try to provide them with an experience that is as close to what they will encounter in the real world as possible. And that is what's expected to them, the level of preparation that they have to go in when they present themselves for rehearsals, and all of the etiquette that goes with being a performer.
And also, students from the IU Opera Theater have gone straight to big stages across the country and across the world.
Absolutely. You get to see the stars of tomorrow on our stage. Absolutely.
Well, let's look ahead to the 2009-2010 IU Opera Theater season. What productions are especially approachable for a first-time opera goer?
Well, I think for a first-time opera goer, there's two operas that I would recommend. One is Romeo and Juliet, because the music is incredibly romantic and beautiful. The story sticks very closely to the Shakespeare play, and I think that they will find it all very familiar. The other one is Lucia di Lammermoor, which is the first opera in February. The music in that opera is so fantastic that you really don't even have to know what they're saying, because the music just will transport you.
That goes into maybe the biggest concern people have about opera, is that I don't know what they're saying. How am I going to know what's going on in the story? Talk to those people.
Well, we have two things. First of all, we have a lecture 1 hour before curtain of every single performance up in the mezzanine, where we give you a little bit of an overview and some insights into the production. And secondly, we have super titles, which basically translate the main important things in the opera. And super titles, when they first came to be in the 80s, they actually opened a whole new audience for the opera, because people could now understand what was being said. I remember a little lady coming out of the performance of Madama Butterfly saying to me, I had no idea Pinkerton was such a stinker.
If you're going to the opera for the first time, what can you expect?
Well, contrary to popular belief, opera is not this mysterious, highfalutin type of art form. It's very accessible, and though it's a nice opportunity if you want to dress up. I see a lot of people come to the opera very dressed up, and if that's what you like to do and rent a limo and come to the opera, that's great, but you don't have to.
And one last question: what is the biggest misconception of opera?
The biggest misconception is that it is an elite art form. First of all, it never started that way. It was a populist event. People have a misconception that, oh, I'm not going to understand it. Sure you are. If you like music, if you have any feelings in you, you will understand it.
But don't take her word for it. Check out the complete IU Opera Theater season on their website, music.indiana.edu/opera. The first production of the season is Italian in Algiers by Gioacchino Rossini. From the opera to the theater, two departments that share the same block on Jordan Avenue on the Bloomington campus, and not too far away from each other in terms of productions, really. The IU Department of Theater and Drama will be presenting two musicals this year: Blood Brothers, which is the first production of the season, and A Little Night Music by Stephen Sondheim. Jonathan Michelson is the chair of the IU Department of Theater and Drama. He's been doing this his whole life, acting in productions, directing, and even watching theater. But I wanted to know what he loves so much about it. What makes theater so unique? Michelson says it's the community theater creates.
You come together with total strangers. You have total strangers in front of you. They perform something. And by the end of it, if it's done well, you've all had a communal experience. And that's really exciting. And I think that's what brings people to theater and hopefully something that we do with our productions. I also enjoy the electricity between live performers and an audience. There's nothing like it. The passion is right there in front of you. No two performances are the same. You know, you have live performers, so they make adjustments as they go along. So I think that's something that I really enjoy. And then finally, the collaboration. Everybody from the crew to the designers to the director to the actors have all created a wonderful world for you to step into. So,
And now let's look at the 2009-2010 season at the IU Department of Theater and Drama. It's a little bit something for everyone, I guess you could say. Talk about the variety that you're offering.
Our mission is to provide our students with challenging, exciting, rigorous opportunities to create theater. And it's also to provide audiences with outstanding experiences in our theaters. So we choose a season that we hope has a lot of variety for our students to work on different styles and different eras, and also has great interest for our audiences.
I know I'm looking forward to a Little Night Music coming at the end of the season. Definitely looking forward to that. Talk to the people who've never been to live theater and look at the season. What would you recommend for a first-time theater goer?
I think the first show that we're doing, Blood Brothers, is a great one for people to come to. It's very popular. It's very accessible. It's been playing in London for years and years and years. And so it has a wonderful following. It's good for young people. It's good for older people. So I think I would take on Blood Brothers.
Tell me what you love the most about IU Theater. What excites you about this theater program?
Oh, gosh, there are a lot of things. But I'd say first and foremost, it's our students. We have smart, talented students that come from all over the country and really all over the world. I'd also say then the caliber of what we do and the quantity of what we do. We do about 14 shows a year. I'm excited about that. We have, in recent years, just started a musical theater BFA program.
And, you know, maybe we could see some of these students on Broadway someday.
Absolutely. I think some of them are really quite exceptional in their talent.
And let's think broader in terms of theater in general. What do you suppose is one of the biggest misconceptions that you'd like to clear up about live theater?
Well, I hope no one listening thinks that it's only for the elite. It really is accessible. It's exciting to be part of a live experience. It's not like television. It's not like movies in that you are there. You make up the experience. I mean, we rehearse all this time, and then if nobody showed up in the audience, it would be all for naught. Whereas I guess you can show a movie or a television show, and whether somebody's in the room or they're not in the room, it's going to go along all right. So I think accessibility is something that I want to make sure that people understand, that it's easy to get a ticket, it's easy to come, it's easy to be part of the theater experience.
And it's easy to visit their website to find out more about the 2009-2010 IU Department of Theater and Drama season, indiana.edu/THTR. Check out Artworks in the coming weeks for more beginner's guides to the arts in Bloomington. We'll be talking to the folks at the IU Auditorium, the Sofa Gallery, and more.